Unit 1. Reading. Exercise 1. Finding the way back home.
When Saru Brierley was 5 years old, his life changed dramatically. He and his brother often used to beg for food on trains near their home in rural India. One day, while they were waiting for a train at a station, Saru fell asleep. When he woke up, his brother had gone. "I opened my eyes and couldn't see my brother," says Saru. "But I saw a train in front of me with the door open, and for some reason I thought he was on board." Saru panicked and jumped onto the train just as it was leaving the station. As he desperately searched the train, he realized that he had left his brother behind at the station. He tried to leave the train, but someone had locked all the doors. Upset and alone, Saru stayed on the train as it travelled 1,000 miles to Kolkata. Saru had never been to Kolkata before, and he didn't know anyone in the city. He spent 3 difficult and dangerous months in and around Kolkata before he luckily found safety in an orphanage. Eventually, an Australian family adopted him and he moved to Tasmania, where he grew up happily. He went to university and then worked as an engineer. But he never forgot his family. "I kept in my head the images of the town I grew up in, the streets I used to wander, and the faces of my family. I treasured those memories." He spent years looking at maps. He drew a circle 1,000 miles around Kolkata and looked up hundreds of villages on satellite maps, searching for places that he remembered. A river near his home, a waterfall, and the places where he used to play. Amazingly, one day, he found all of those things in a village called Ganesh Talai. Saru's excitement was immense. When he finally travelled back to the village, he found it almost empty. A lot of people had moved to live in bigger towns. Saru was worried. Had his mother moved too? He spoke to some people in the village, and when he told them his family's names, one man recognized them. "I'm going to take you to your mother," he said. Saru hadn't seen her for 25 years, but he remembered her face. She walked slowly and emotionally towards him. They were together again at last.